99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you? A good work week. Actually, I would say it's been a very good start, a good way to start the week. Nigeria Info, the sunny side, and I'm alone in the studio. Okay, so let's hit the ground running if you have just tuned in. All right, so first of all, I want to talk about, we're going to talk about debtors today, which is a later hour. But first, let's talk about how the world has supported Nigeria when it comes, well, no, how first world nations have supported developing nations. So, of course, we fall under developing nations, yeah. We have found ourselves in the graces of countries or nations that have monies to give. Or let's say in our present situation, the dilemma which the world is dealing with right now, vaccines. So they've had vaccines to give away to developing nations. So last week, news had it that some of the vaccines expired. All right, we're going to link two arm of one story together, and I'm going to have you give me your reaction. A few of you have actually suggested that Nigeria should create her own vaccines. I want to find out, on one hand, why you think that that's something that we should do. Do you think we're capable of creating, you know, our own vaccines? And how are we going to get funding for that? Because you have to also remember that we have to, you know, conduct researches. We have to, and research is a lot of money. Maybe if there's anything to go by, the way first world nations kind of come around real quick around advancement, development, how they kind of appear to just suddenly are able to go from 1 to 10 suddenly, you would understand that it's that they have the resource. Besides manpower, they also have money. In Nigeria, we have resource, but the only resource I think we have enormously would be manpower, ideas, intelligence. But if you will agree, some of the reasons why we haven't moved at a pace which we are capable of is because, well, there's not enough money. The government even admits so. Not even since this whole pandemic thing happened. All right. Recently, this reported October 2nd, World Bank offers Nigeria $400 million loan for COVID-19 vaccination. Sometimes when you hear these monies, I'm not even sure what crosses your mind, to be honest with you. These are figures. All right, the board of directors of World Bank has approved a $400 million credit alongside financing from the International Development Association to Nigeria to boost COVID-19 vaccination in the country. This is one of many, of course, donations that have come our way. Nigeria scales up its COVID-19 vaccination. At least that has been the intent of the global agenda. It's that as the pandemic develops, we move along with it. So whether it's, now that's the thing, vaccinating people also costs money, and you have to develop centers and manpower, means by which people can easily and readily either get tested or get vaccinated or even both. In a statement titled Nigeria Scale Up Its COVID-19 Vaccination with New Funding from Vaccine Purchase and Development, and published on the bank's website on Friday, it contained this particular statement that the government of Nigeria today received approval from the World Bank of Directors for $400 million credit in additional financing from the International Development Association to provide upfront financing for safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine acquisition and deployment within the country. One of the reasons we got this money is to have means by which deployment of vaccination is easy. Everything needs money. And the World Bank thought, well, let's approve $400 million loan. Oh, wait, let's take that back. It's a loan. All right. I'm going to move on now to a very interesting story that played out last week, which was that we had a stockpile of vaccines that expired. But there is an explanation for it. All right. There is a solid explanation by the health minister. And I want to quickly just get to the gist of the matter. He says, Nigeria has of late enjoyed the generosity of several, mainly European countries, who have offered us doses of COVID-19 vaccines out of their stockpiles, free of charge, through COVAX or AVAT facility. These donations are always acknowledged and thankfully received. However, some of them had residual shelf life of only a few months that left us very short time, some few weeks, to use them after deduction of time to transport, clear, distribute, and deliver to users. If such vaccines arrive back to back or are many, logistics bottlenecks occasionally arise. He further adds, we appreciate the kind gesture of donors, but also communicated the challenges of short shelf lives, whereupon some manufacturers offered to extend the vaccine shelf life after the fact by 3 months. A practice that, though accepted by experts, is declined by the Federal Ministry of Health because it is not accommodated in our standards. Nigeria does not disperse vaccines with a validity extended beyond labeled expiry date. Let me see whether you understand what he's trying to say. So manufacturers were just going to extend the vaccines that had expired by an additional 3 months. And the Federal Ministry of Health refused that particular suggestion, in his words, because it is not accommodated in our standards. He further adds, which is something I think you need to underscore, Nigeria does not disperse vaccines with a validity extended beyond the labeled expiry date, end quote. So these guys gave us vaccines, and even though the label said maybe expires March 1st, they're saying, well, we're going to change the label and add 3 more months to that. And the Ministry of Health is saying, no, that's not going to happen. If it's expired, it's expired. So here we have something we can do. Can we do it? Let's talk about it. Welcome to Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Okay. Creating our own vaccines, do we have the facility, sufficient manpower, money to do it? Plus, receiving vaccines and sometimes the challenges of having these bottlenecks. Are we capable to equitably distribute and have people who intend to be vaccinated in due time and before vaccines expire? Let's talk about one of many of the Nigerian reality today on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Can I also tell you that amongst this issue of the funds that have emerged and assigned towards COVID vaccination has been gist, of course it's a moving story, gist about people who have misappropriated the funds. Yeah. So once again, the one thing that always set us back comes to play again, the setback of having someone in charge and somehow it gets misappropriated. So there is the fact that funds get misappropriated, and then there's the possibility that because you're a third world nation, things don't come to you first, they come to you afterthought. Yeah. And then with that, these guys are loaning us money. When and how are we going to pay back? So it looks like redemption on one hand, but this is a noose around your neck. Let's talk. Nigeria Info. How are you doing? Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, John. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, John from Ibejuleki.
Welcome, John from Ibejuleki.
All right. You see, I don't know why Nigeria is saying they don't want to accept the expired vaccine.
Oh. Eh? You want us to accept it?
They should accept it, man.
Why?
Because for me, Nigeria have expired 2014.
You're making a bad thing worse.
The amalgamation signed was expired. And they're still holding us together when we say we don't want to be Nigeria.
Hold on.
And now the word, which is their law, he says, take this as expired vaccine because Nigeria itself is expired. and they're saying no, they are not going to take a fire vaccine.
Don't you think you're allowing someone disrespect your country? Do you think you should do that? You're allowing another nation. You would allow another nation to disrespect your country, really?
These people, they already disrespected themselves. They disrespected themselves. Because if they don't do so...
Okay, hold on a second. Let me ask you something more specific. These guys are loaning us money to fight a pandemic that has no end in sight. Should they be loaning us money or giving us this money for free? And of course, there's nothing free. There's no free lunch anywhere. How are we going to pay back a loan of $400 million?
It is even a disgrace, Joyce, for us to say we are borrowing money. Because if you look at Africa as a whole, we have a lot of mineral resources, which the whites, the Western world, are coming to, you know, to buy from us. So if we assume we are people who knows what they're supposed to do, it's a question of them putting this money in a good use. The life of the citizen will be better. But they are not doing that. They carry this money and go to the foreign country and dump it there. And then they will be crying there's no money. So then everything that goes on the whites, it's out there where.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. If you have just tuned in, my name's Joyce, and compliments of the season to you. All right, so I'm making references to some of the events that have happened recently to kind of give you a frame of reference, something to consider before you call into the show and give me your commentary. So remember that the reason why our vaccines expired, at least as was reported now, so the figures kind of dwindle a little bit, but initially we heard that about 1 million vaccines, you know, expired. Now the Minister of Health explained how that came about. So from his explanation, it does quite appear that vaccines were sent over to Nigeria, say with a shelf life of maybe 3 months, and upon arrival, the minister explained that between distribution and eventual administration, not enough time was left before an actual expiration, which pretty much led to the situation as was reported last week. Okay, as of October this year, World Bank, the generous giver, once again gives a $400 million loan to Nigeria. Some of you would like to know how the past monies have been spent. I do not necessarily have too much, I cannot give you the entire accurate submission of how every penny is spent, but I can make some quick references. This year, September 1st, 2021, here is something worth referring to. It was reported that the Nigerian government had paid 57 billion to over 1 million people. You're wondering, where did it go? Let me help you. Minister of State, Federal Ministry of Industry, Trade and Investment, Mariam Katagum, has said the tracks for MSME Survival Fund scheme meant to cushion the effects of COVID on businesses would not be beneficial to everyone, or say not everybody would benefit from it. All right. So I think you need to hear how much was said to have gone out. People who were earmarked to benefit from this include payroll support scheme, Atterson and transport scheme, formalization support scheme, general MSME grants, and guaranteed takeoff scheme. All right. At a press briefing, she said the federal government had so far disbursed 56.8 billion to over 1 million persons, excluding the recently launched guaranteed takeoff scheme, but a lot of people could not partake. In her words, and I quote, it's not everyone that will receive. We work on first come, first serve basis on our database. I'm just informing you, we have a large list of people waiting for us to make sure that we have reached some kind of equity, end quote. Okay, so as at September 1st, the government had, at least by report, given out over 57 billion to 1 million people, and different schemes pretty much were set up and people are said to have received money. Now, the monies also that happened to have been distributed due to the COVID situation. Let me read this headline for you. The government given a kind of summary And this is according to Vanguard, how we spent COVID-19 funds so far. This was April this year. And I think you want to hear it. I think you also want to tell me that you're not one of the many people who received money, but you should hear it regardless. Okay, so it's reported that 500 billion COVID funds, of the 500 billion, 288 billion has been released to implementing agencies to support programs and federal government, while the ministry is now in the process of releasing additional sum to ministries. Okay, I think you also want to know the total package includes 500 billion stimulus for special federal government accounts in the budget and a 1.8 trillion naira through financial institutions. You certainly would agree that with the pandemic came blows to everything and everyone. If you're in the money-making market, the pandemic brought a world of uncertainty. Here is something you should hear. The federal government set out to improve health infrastructure by building molecular labs in 52 federal medical centers and teaching hospitals across the country based on this fund of over 500 billion. Now, other things considered, others include provision of isolation centers, paying hazard allowance for health professionals, providing personal protective equipment for security agencies and hospitals to continue their operations, supporting agencies like the NCDC, NAFDAC, amongst others, to play their roles in combating this pandemic. All right. So I've kind of highlighted a few things on the business side and, of course, the health side. The World Bank recently gave us $400 million. So quite a number of questions in one. Can we build our own vaccines? All these monies that we are spending for a nation that's not necessarily generating money as she used to. You have to understand that we're neck deep in debt. Now an additional loan to us. Do you think we're spending this money wisely? And the possibility of us creating our own vaccines. Because one way we can eliminate this whole issue of expiration is for us to create our own vaccines. Do we have the capacity? Well, you must also consider how we've spent money in the past. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Good afternoon. Hello, can you hear us? The volume of your radio set. Okay, the volume of your radio set. You're going to have to turn it off. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Rita.
Welcome, Rita. Thank you for calling.
Joy, actually, I'm even scared like this. If those giving us the vaccine on their own are telling us they're trying to change the date to like 3 months, I am scared.
Yeah, but they're also giving you money, so...
giving us money, fine, Joyce. What if they still continue giving us this vaccine and the dates are changed over there because they believe Africans can take everything in their own body?
I mean, since you're refusing to die, it's only safe that they assume that.
No, it's not like dying. Something that has expired.
Well,
and trying to change the dates, it's like, cause I'm...
So now...
Sincerely, too, Joyce.
The other option is for us to create our own vaccines. So have you thought about the possibility
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, now, some people were even convinced of taking the vaccine, and now this kind of issue is coming out. If the only way we can create our... You imagine...
But is it possible?
We are not creating our vaccine. Giving us vaccine. And the vaccine is having some controversial of expiry or no expiry, not getting to us on time.
Mm-hmm.
So at least we should look for a way for we to make our own
so
vaccine
I'm giving
and
you,
on our own.
Yeah, but do you think...
waiting on those ones.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I have given you some references. Do you think we can...
There's a way we can make it out. Let's just make it out and stop all this, like, it's
okay.
Going to expire in 2 days' time. People will start rushing. We're trying to fight out the COVID-19. By the time it comes and it's just a month later, it's expired. People will start rushing over there to take it. Does that mean we are protecting ourselves from it? We are not.
Yeah. And you think we can manufacture our own vaccines?
Yes. Just think about it and do about it and, you know, save us from all costs or growing of money we don't even know where the monies are going to. So just those figures and we don't even know actually where the money is really going to. So if they
I just shared with you where some of the monies went to.
But we're not seeing it physically, to be sincere with you. We are not seeing it physically. We will surely bring out the paperwork that this money is going through this way, but we're not seeing it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. So here you have what appears to be a possibility, but how possible is this possibility?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joyce, you see, we have the capacity and all it takes as a country to do more than even provision a vaccine. But it's unfortunate that we're having wrong people in the system. That is the reason why we are still lacking where we are today. So it's not that we cannot produce vaccines. What is vaccine? If a country like this is lost out of oil, they cannot produce, they cannot handle the refinery they have, and they have the capacity, and they cannot do it. What is vaccine? But it's unfortunate. That is where we are today. And we are still in the wrong state. And we keep on being in this wrong state because we have failed to do the right thing.
Yeah, but I just shared with you where some of the monies have gone to.
Joyce, like what?
$500 billion stimulus was shared.
I heard that lady. She said there will be record, but all these things are not physically seen. And that is how it is. Thank you.
All right. So what about the possibility of producing our own vaccine? First of all, so this is a little complex, if you ask me. There's the loan part. Yeah. And then there's the fact that vaccine, well, you get what you get. But then there are monies that are coming to us. Is it possible that these monies are not enough? And or are we developed enough to do our own research on this ever mutating thing that we call a virus? Nigeria Info, hello. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Jessica. Hi,
welcome,
Joyce.
Jessica. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
I had to laugh when you said, can we produce our own vaccine? Is this Nigeria? We can't even produce chocolates and we have cocoa. We can't. We don't have the right people.
Hello. Oh, your line is messy. I do apologize. If you can hear me, please call back. Your line's breaking up. Please call back. Nigeria Info, how are you?
Hello.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, ma. Great. I'm Isaac from Lekki.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, ma. Get happiness. World Bank happiness is not my problem.
Oh.
But all this Nigeria Goliath.
Huh?
You know them. Nigeria Goliath, they will not allow the money to reach people who need the money.
But I've just shared with you some of the places the monies have gone to. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, ma?
So I've just shared with you some of the places reported to have received money.
Not at all. See, even if they want to distribute the money, these people who work with the World Bank, they will tell their own brother. Are you with me, ma?
I'm here.
They will tell their brother they should bring cover notes, like paper. They should bring paper that they have NGO. They have this. They will wipe the money from that place because we don't have system that is working. We do not have system that monitor that money that World Bank wants to use to help us. We don't have system at all.
Are you
with me?
Yeah.
Mean that if World Bank wants to help, they should come out boldly to help Nigeria. Because if they just want to help us to give all those leaders the money before the money that can get to us for any project, the money will not reach us. They'll use it to buy houses, those cars on their own because they like enjoyment more than anything.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Okay. So some of you are wondering where the monies went to. One we can quickly and readily point out would be $126 billion to build resilient healthcare system, or you know, help fortify the healthcare system and make it strong enough to prevent the possible loss of lives in Nigeria. And the government gives quite a number, you know, gives a lineup of how some of the monies have been spent. I want to find out whether you think. So it's funny because the loans keep coming. The loans keep coming. The vaccines are coming. The loans coming. Well, there's a little bit of issue with the expiry date. Some of you say, let's create our own vaccine. With the monies you've heard, given, received, do we have the capacity to manufacture our own vaccines? Hi.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Peter Monse, calling you from Shomolu.
Thank you. Go ahead.
John, you say that this is where the money has gone to. I think we should have said this is where they say the money has gone to.
Okay.
Because That is what they tell us. We have not seen the evidence. We have not seen the physical evidence of where they say the money is. Joy, are you not in this country? If they mention the billions of naira that has gone into electricity, have you seen electricity? Joyce, when we were talking about the expired things during the COVID-19, did you not hear of the expired rice that the customs sent to some people? In this Nigeria. Now, Sandra talked with someone on this, our station, during that COVID whatever. And this young guy is in America. He's one of those who discovered or manufactured the vaccine. He's Nigerian, of Igbo extraction. And he talked to us on this place, how they quickly got the vaccine that Sandra was featuring him. My sister, do you know that our problem is not about human capacity or financial capacity? It is the fact that if we can import toothpick, if we can import chalk, if we can import everything, even those things that are manufactured in the kitchen of one family in US or in Europe, we will not manufacture. Are you with me?
I am.
So at the moment, NAFDAC, because I am one of those, Peter Munson is one of those that has clamored for our local, our traditional herbal cure of COVID-19. And I told them about my father in those days that could cure anything with herbs. They tell us that NAFDAC is studying, NAFDAC is analyzing. Up to today, NAFDAC has not finished analyzing.
Well, maybe it takes money. It actually takes money.
This is the point. Are you saying that we don't have money in this country? Do you know how much we use for elections? How much we use in buying food? This is just something that... there was an organization called Follow the Money. I don't know where they are today. Can they help us follow all the money that we are getting? Something that is as serious as COVID-19. And this is the variant that is coming up now. I think all our resources have been channeled to manufacturing the vaccine that can take care of this. I am telling you that Nigerians will not query much. Unfortunately, we have those who swallow this money. Snake will swallow. Everyone will swallow. Chimpanzee will swallow. At the end of the day, you hear vigors. You don't see anything. It's God that takes care of Nigerians, not our government. We don't have any of them. We will not manufacture. We have capacity, but they are not ready. They want to keep the money for elections.
All right.
We are waiting for them then.
Thank you very much. So he believes we have the capacity, but, you know, some people just would not want to have it happen. All right. Nigeria Info, how are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
This is Akigbe from FESTAC.
Go ahead, lady.
I've heard all that people have said, including your own. If Samuel Hanire, the Minister of Health and Care, is interested to dispose that COVID-19 that was brought before the expire, it would have been expired. How can you go to General Hospital for a long queue? They're supposed to have disposed it to a reputable hospital that is private.
Yeah.
They give them a token, then people go there to take the COVID.
He made a case that there was not enough time to have that done before expiration date.
They were supposed to dispose that even within 1 month. Because the hospitals are there, they are registered.
Okay.
If they have been given some and announced that people can go to so and so private hospital, maybe in Fester, instead of going to line up in the healthcare at local government, that would have affected the situation.
Okay, so now he's saying that he's not going to allow anyone move the expiration date just for Africa. If the label says it expires, it's expired.
According to manufacturers of a drug, that drugs are normally forwarded. That is they forwarded 3 months or 4 months.
Yeah, but the health minister would not have that happen. So should we create our own? Which is another question. Can we create our own?
Of our own. How long will it take? Because by the time they disburse the money, Snake will take the money. The Goliath will take the money. And these people that say Snake swallowed the money up to today, we have not heard about they're being prosecuted and sent to jail. Nothing like that.
This is
any money that has been embezzled, even though some are retrieved. And yes, the one that the snake has swallowed, the person that brought the snake to swallow the money, have not been persecuted.
All right.
Some are sent to jail. These are the area the Nigeria has used and elders are angry with.
Well, this is your reality.
Hello?
Yeah.
I would like to give out my voice to my fellow Nigeria. that these old men that have retired, they cannot give us anything good. Their brain is already dried up. It is not a new thing when God says, I am making all things new. All things are passed away.
All right.
These old men
Thank
that
you.
Are retired, that are really not passed away from us. The best we can give to them is that we should have old men cycle to give an idea if they have at all.
Well,
not to be elected in an office or nominated.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hi, how are you? Ouch. Thank you. I know you get it.
Sorry. Hello.
Yeah, welcome, Nigeria Info.
Yeah,
good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Chubaba on the road.
Happy to have you here.
Oh, okay. Please, do you know that we are in a country where monkey, snake, any animal can swallow money?
Well, the COVID funds have not been swallowed. They went to some specific areas.
Oh, no, as in what I'm about telling you is that it shall never be well with any government official. They're very, very wicked.
What are you accusing them for now?
Seriously, people in this country, they are expired. Do you know that our rights got expired? Our rights during this COVID-19, our rights got expired.
Okay, so I'm speaking.
Everything got expired now. Our vaccine got expired. What kind of rubbish is that?
Yeah, but an explanation was given. Did you
given us how?
Okay. So
because we have election 2023. What kind of rubbish is that?
Okay, we're gonna go off on a break. For tour. 99.3 Nigeria Info, how are you doing? And welcome. So someone is asking me, Joyce, another money. Oh, yes, please. Another money. He says, well, honestly, I'm sick of all these free monies coming into the country, which never really gets used for what it was intended for. If we are going to make our own vaccines, how come all these monies are not channeled towards that cause? Honestly, I think it's all talk when it comes to making our own vaccines. We can't. All right. If you're wondering what the monies were for, if you're wondering what the monies is for, well, it's to help get Nigerians vaccinated. You might be aware that only a few people, I mean, given the population, not a lot of people have been vaccinated. It's reported that the additional funding is designed to ensure COVID-19 vaccination for 40 million Nigerians. Okay, well, that's going to happen at some point, but when on the clock is when we're not, or what we're not sure about. So welcome to the show if you have just tuned in to Sunnyside. And then something else I think you want to take into consideration is the fact that last week some vaccines were reported to have expired and a reason has been given. So something that is obvious, which I think you should think about and maybe thank the minister for, is he was given the option of having the date moved 3 months more. You know how it is where your food has expired, but it's only just expired yesterday or last week. You're like, guys, still good. It hasn't been 6 months ago. Well, he's like, it's against the Nigerian standards. If the label says it's expired, we're not going to have you test on us the possibility of extending the date 3 months more. Well, meaning that there's got to be more concise, more precise efforts towards having vaccines sent to Africa. Nigeria for one. Okay. With the monies coming, I shared with you, at least made a random reference to, some of the places the monies have gone to. One of which would be the fact that the government COVID relief fund, Nigerian government pays $57 billion to over 1 million people. This is one of many monies going around. So it's reported that 1 million Nigerians have received from the Nigerian government $57 billion. And of course, these monies are given to these people to cushion the reality. So if there are no precise efforts to have vaccines moved from factory to dispatch centers to airplane or cargo and then down to Nigeria, this same thing could continue to happen where even it might come 6 months before expiration, before it goes around, it's expired. Then some of you says, let's create our own vaccine. Well, do we have the capacity to do that? Is there enough money? Remember, this last $400 million I'm telling you about is a loan. It's not a gift. It's a loan. Do we have capacity? I think we have the brains. Or do we? Or have they all left the country? 99.3 Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Could you speak up for us?
Hey, Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Henry. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Henry.
Joyce, I don't really know what our problem is in this country. I want to talk from my own point of view, and I don't want anyone to criticize me. They said the vaccines are expired. I don't know what our problem is. If we want to blame the leaders, we should realize that 65% of the problem comes from the leaders. The remaining ones, we blame ourselves. That is just the truth. Because you have vaccines. The vaccines are, they have been given. Go and take the vaccine. You said no. You don't want the government to force you. I was listening to the Sunny Side sometime ago, and I heard a man saying he couldn't go and take that vaccine. Now, what the SA government is, the SA government to force him. Now the vaccine has expired, and then you guys are still coming back to blame government. What is it? What do we want as a country? That is just the question. Number secondly, the funds that are being given.
The loans, because when you say fund, it's like they're giving you for free. No, it's a loan.
No. The loans that we are being given, first things first, we ask for it. That is the first thing we need to ask ourselves. As Nigeria, is there in any way did Nigerians ask for the loan? Because I don't want any such a way. There are some things that we carry on this basis. Someone comes to you and gives you, he wants to give you 700,000 naira for the loan. The first thing, you have what you want to invest that money. If not, why would I take it if I know that it will bring problems to me instead of what to solve my problems?
Do you think 400 million would bring any type of problems? Let me see if I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, I never said 400. So I asked myself, number one, it's going to half of, let me just say, the money that is coming in. It is not all of them that is going to be used. Maybe they are going to use one third of the money for what they intend to do, and then they come back saying there is no money. What happens to the debt? Some hooligans have embezzled the money. And then you come back telling me that there was no money. So the point is, has the money solved our problem, yes or no? That is just it. We don't.
So are you saying we should stop collecting loans? Is that what you're saying?
Joy, the country is already in a lot of debt.
No, well.
Now, first, they want the loan, right? We want the loan. The ones that we have before, have we done with them? How about the interest? The loans, the ones that we were given before, what have we done with them? That is just a simple question.
Well, so I shared a random reference, rather random because that wasn't the objective, where some of the past monies have gone to or gone into. For example, September this year, the government reported that 57 billion given to 1 million Nigerians. That's something or somewhere.
What about here? I listened to the analysis, and the question I asked myself was, yes, the total amount for the budget, that is, as the total amount spent on COVID-19, both the ones we got from the insurance and blah, blah, blah. Yes.
Well, some monies are not able to be accounted for because, you know, there are blurred lines and then there are shadow lines and then there are...
Some monies are not accounted for.
Yeah.
Get you. Good and fine. Why? Why is that? That is what Nigerians want to know.
Well, that's a different question now.
Who are the top parties that are taking this money? Where are they?
Good question, but I don't have all the answers.
Yeah. I never said that.
Yeah.
Just from my own point of view. Do you get me?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not criticizing. See, the problem is both sides. Let's not, every time we are blaming government, this is democracy. We elect our government. So if there's anything, before we put them there, we know who we put there. Where they did not come to us, when we are collecting the seats and the vibes and whatever. The 1,000, the 2,000. Did anybody realize that we are putting bad government there?
In all of this, it doesn't quite. You don't want us to collect money because you're asking, did we? So what can we do? Because we need to get vaccinated now, and it takes money to get a nation of over 200 million people vaccinated.
Yes, it takes money.
You have one more minute, so I can let other people speak.
Yeah. Guys, we have the money.
Do right? we?
We have the money.
Okay.
We have the money because for a country to be paying its legislators over millions of naira
right.
and no, that's just it. For the country to be paying legislators millions of dollars per annum, and then those guys are not. So why are you telling me they got the money from?
Okay.
Where did they get the money they need to be paying from?
All right. You're an optimistic Nigerian. It's been good talking with you. Hopefully this optimism works out for all of us by the end of the night.
Yeah. Thank you
very much for calling. Hello, Nigeria Info, how are you? Welcome if you have just tuned in. Well, you can see that these are questions. I don't even know that you have the answers yourself, but I'm going to wait for you to give me your opinion. Hi. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, guys.
You have to speak up for us. What's your name? Go ahead.
This is Adana on the line.
All right.
Call you for Ayibule.
All right, go ahead.
That vaccine made it easy. Oh, God, we will not get Kuru for years. Now, big when I get Kuru. So, go grow more, they take for years. Shepherd more, they take.
Oh.
More, they bamu for years. You don't do us. Don't vaccine us. Now, I'm medicine with that.
Where are you calling from specifically? What area?
Ajegula, they call for Ajegula ghetto.
Oh, okay.
The ghetto. Will they stay for Gota?
Oh.
We are Gota, we'll be friends.
Oh, okay.
We don't fear death. We don't fear sickness.
Wow.
They deceive us. They deceive us. The greatest to go bring the Kai Kalachi come outside. They shoot anyhow.
Oh, no. Oh, come on, please. Why? So you can't say that because your brother is on the street.
Because of why? Who know who go they shoot? Who shoot? Who know the government? When they not deceive us, they deceive the boss I was playing.
Oh, no.
I tell you.
Oh, God.
Okay. Like, we they hear like this, God, we no get joy. We no get tangled with any government.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. I don't even know. So you don't believe in this virus. Is that what this is about?
I don't believe any virus. I get, they say they won't pursue, they won't stop all these people made the come for us, I come to you, they won't stop the plane, they won't enter Nigeria again.
Yeah.
And those people, now they give us food shop. All those who you go, now they give us food, and they know us. These people don't know us. Our government don't know us.
Wait, what do you mean those Oyibo people know you? Do they come to your neighborhood?
Yeah, they used to,
Hello, I don't want to lose you. Hello?
If you walk, you know, they'll give us food shop. They say they won't stop their PMA, then they enter our country again.
No, it's just for a short time. It's just because of this... No, don't get violent. So it's because of the new variant of the virus. So they're just really trying to... Just a short period. It's not like we're not fighting anybody.
No virus, you don't get virus. Virus are for the people make chicken people. People make the chop chicken.
Okay.
They chop all this flour food.
All right.
Virus, they charge.
All right.
We will chop a bad, big bad bone. We will chop a...
All right.
We chop a malak.
All right, but promise me you're going to stay out of it.
You broke out the speed for him. I complete Nigeria bio.
Yeah.
I'll be falling now.
Yeah.
I don't have to travel one day. I just go and let me thank God it's any government.
Well, there's so much. No. You can't say that because you don't want to hurt. You don't want
bye-bye.
To hurt.
Yeah. You mean they vote, mean they support them. Because if that will happen, go there, do.
Hey. He says, I shouldn't support them. I shouldn't support them. You don't think I'm in Nigeria spending dollars, do you? You don't suppose that, you know, when I pay rent, I pay dollars, or when I go to the market, I'm spending pounds. Okay. Wow, that was a moment on radio, wouldn't you say? Oh, good God. You just have to speak to the Nigerians to just hear their stories. Some of you think that Nigeria's got money. I'm not sure whether you are following the storyline. Okay, so sometime this month, it was reported, and I'm just going to share the headline with you. It reads, and I quote, "We will borrow more. We will borrow more to finance 6.258 trillion naira 2022 budget deficit." Yeah. So this is a budget and there is no money to operate the budget. Monies will be borrowed. And I think we've even spoken about this, you know, before on the sunny side. But something else worth contemplating is if you are concerned as to some vaccines coming late to Africa, then there is now the real McCoy question, which is, can we manufacture our own vaccines? I want you to speak on that and let me know. So if you don't believe that there is a virus, so I think you're not necessarily following the news. There is something. You might say, well, you're not suffering from it yet, but there's something. And to be honest with you, it's a sheer work of miracle that you're not suffering from it, given what's reported from yonder, you know, from Europe and Americas and every other part of the world. They tell us stories every day of how people are sick, hospitalized, and some even die from every form of symptom. We've heard of blood clots. We've heard people of heart attacks. We've heard people have their lungs clogged and they pass out. Like, it's just some weird, horrifying stories. But that's not our reality here. Yeah. So I also need you to know that it's not our reality just yet. But then there is a global agenda to have the world vaccinated. So that's the topic. How to finance that objective. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. What you know? Hello, welcome. What you know? Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Your line isn't clear. Hello. Okay. It's breaking up. You're going to have to call back. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Yeah, welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling from the corridor.
Welcome, lady. What's your name?
I'm Essie.
Okay, go ahead.
So now, the virus is real. But thank goodness it's not affecting us the way it's affecting other countries.
Yeah.
No other continent. Good. Now, not say they shouldn't ban any plane coming into the country. Moreover, like Free says in his post, the Saudi Arabians are not the ones coming to Nigeria. Rather, the people coming to Nigeria are Nigerians that went overseas for greener pasture. So if you're banning any plane from coming to Nigeria, you're banning your own citizen from coming.
Well, that's not even the topic, but it's only for a brief moment, actually, just to nip this whole Omicron virus in the bud, if that's a worthy attempt. But nah, it's not necessarily going to be long term. In a few days, they're going to have everything back to hopefully normal. Hello, Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon, guys.
Welcome, what's your name?
Yes, I'm Ahmed from Owerri.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, Joyce, we have money in this country. Why are we borrowing money?
I just read with you, I shared with you the budget for next year. The government is saying that they would need to borrow money to finance it.
Borrow
and that's your budget. There's no money. Well, good question. So I'm asking you, do we create our own vaccines? Because that might be a way out of all of this whole vaccine coming to us late.
What vaccine? We should produce toothpick first.
Oh, that's funny. What do you mean?
Produce toothpick first. Countries that cannot produce toothpick. Which idea did they have to produce vaccine?
So, I think I get you.
If they ever see someone that will produce the vaccine, they will discourage the person.
Why?
If they did not keep the person, they will discourage you.
Why?
Yes, that's what this.
Well, sometimes I feel the frustration and I understand it. Hi, the sunny side, how are you? The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon, lady. Welcome.
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
Okay, this is something. Welcome, girl. Bring it.
Great. So, I'm interested in this news about vaccine and all the money issue, how we're going to get money to finance it.
So, hold on a second. Money has even come. So I'm hoping you don't miss the details here. Money has come. This month, the World Bank has agreed to give Nigeria $400 million. So, while vaccines on one hand suffer expiration, monies are coming in. Some of you say, well, you don't want the expired vaccine. Some of you suggested creating vaccines. So here you have monies coming in and vaccines coming in. What is the better way to best spend that money? Create our own vaccines, you say. Can we?
Can I shock you?
Well, I don't
can
know if
I
I'm...
Can I shock you? You know, this whole story about vaccine or no vaccine, what's the big deal in producing vaccine?
Well, can we do it?
Why not? Why can't we do it? Well, you know the issue. The problem is this. Our leaders want the World Health Organization to tell them what to do. Let me shock you again, and that is the reason why I want to remain anonymous.
Oh, bring it.
Nigeria has medicine for COVID. We have homegrown solution for COVID. And if I tell you that the number of people who refuse to go to the isolation centers and treated themselves at home are more than triple those who went to the isolation center. I that am speaking to you authoritatively can tell you that there is homegrown solution for COVID. Mm. And I, by virtue of what I do, I know how many people I helped out. My own daughter suffered from COVID. I suffered from COVID. but the homegrown solution was able to take care of.
Are you a nurse or a doctor?
Why do we want the World Health Organization to be dictating to us?
Okay, I want to fill a puzzle. Hold on a second. I want to fill a puzzle. Are you a nurse, certified nurse, or a doctor?
I'm a health person. I'm a health person.
Thank you. Okay. But yes. This grown solution, those homegrown solution, so there is an expectation that it be medically certified. Now, which honestly raises a philosophical question. Is it medically certified?
It is. In fact, NAFDAC is certified by NAFDAC. But because of the politics of medicine and World Health Organization, they forbid them to talk about it as a COVID solution. But those of us who know it, use it. And we know how many people were helped.
And you are medical personnel.
I don't know about medical personnel because, you know, it is not manufactured, it's herbal.
No. I know that's out of the gist. I'm saying you who's speaking, you're a medical practitioner who's saying this.
I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, but I'm into health and wellness. And I know a lot about herbs, I know a lot about
you're a herbalist.
Herbal medicine.
Okay. You're a herbalist. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, you know, we get frustrated when government is talking all about, you know, everything they want to talk about is World Health Organization, except World Health Organization certifies anything. Then we cannot use it for ourselves.
Yes, something like that.
In the heat of the COVID, Madagascar went and did their own thing.
Yeah, but Madagascar didn't quite necessarily record publicly a success.
Because of the politics of pharmaceuticals will not allow them.
Okay. Whew. So
let's stay there and be deceiving ourselves. For those who know. And when it comes to the issue of your life, you are not going to wait for somebody to tell you what you know better. So you go ahead and do what you have to do and save yourself.
To be fair, logically, so this, you're making a case for a different argument. You're saying, well, that there are natural remedies. On the other hand, the other argument is conventional medicine to fight a global pandemic. So your argument is not lost in translation. It's just that there's a certified body of medicine that has to certify something before public can consume it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now...
So what do you think about the... And vaccine or no vaccine, I took the vaccine not because I wanted to take it.
Oh.
I took it because I needed to travel. That's all.
How many have you taken so far? You've taken the two?
Yes, I took it.
Okay.
Because I wanted to travel. I tell you something. For 17 years, I have not done anything orthodox. I do herbal.
Okay.
For 17 years, I do herbal.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
So I know what I'm saying.
Well, thank you for at least sharing a perspective that's worth considering. I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. All right. So, and look, that debate will never die. Conventional medicine, traditional medicine. Many of you have faith in your traditions and the medicines that have, you know, sustained your fathers, 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 fathers. Practically throughout history, traditional medicine has been redemptive and there is documentation and proof of what is possible. But so... Well, you are in a world where you share your reality with science, and science would not necessarily admit expressly to nature because science has other methods. Some of your medicines are a function of both conventional herbs and some other concoctions in the lab to get to a problem. Some of you think that there's politics happening. Some of you do not agree with, say, what is happening, what you're seeing. So this debate will not die until eventually COVID comes and goes. So given that it's a moving story, I will speak to maybe one more person before we're due for a break. Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. Can you hear us?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is Igor Victor.
Okay.
Judging by everything we see around us on the issue of COVID, I believe it's just political activity going on.
So hold on a second. I want you to speak on this vaccine. The fact that, you know, we had this expiration happen, but monies have been coming in to help Africa get the people vaccinated. But recently we had our vaccines expire. Now, the other option would be to create our own vaccine. What's the possibility of that? Creating our own vaccine?
Yes, we can do that.
Where's the money going to come from?
The money is there. Is it the money that continues to tell us?
All of you believe that there's money somewhere.
There is money.
Ah.
It's just that they don't want to secure the political will and the sanity of the mind to use the money that has been brought for the activities and the logistics of the issue of COVID. The truth is that, okay, just like somebody mentioned Madagascar, you know, the reason, the death of that John Mukfu, the president of Madagascar, who said that when they brought the sample of sheep and the pawpaw, at the end of the day, it was shown positive for COVID. You know, after that man made that exposure, there was this embarrassment to people who really brought the issue of COVID. It was an embarrassment for them. At the end of the day, that man just died. If we can have that corrupt-free society that can always look towards sanity of everything about politics, I don't see the reason why the issue of if we can produce the vaccine.
That's a utopia. Corrupt-free world.
Because of corruption, they want to use the money to do any other thing, and they tell you we cannot produce it.
All right.
The time when we are in the heat of the COVID, somebody from Imo State came up with the vaccine, but because of the political issues, they told us that it could not hold.
But you believe Nigeria can, and you even believe that there is money. All right.
There is money. Corruption and that mental of taking everything to
no, allow us see the light. All right, thank you very much for calling.
Very volatile questions to ask. You always have courage to present wonderful questions that will open people's eyes. You are not like any other person who will be telling us to go and take COVID vaccine. At the end of the day, the COVID vaccine are expired now. You can continue to tell us on radio to go and take the vaccine.
We'll be right back.
God bless you for being courageous.
Good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. Okay, so I want to share with you something that happened with me and Instagram on Friday. I think it was Friday afternoon or Saturday. Saturday. One of them days on the weekends. So someone in Germany sent me a video from the UK. The one in the video is it's a British guy, but it was sent to me from someone in Germany. So the guy in the British guy is he is in charge of not prisons, he's in charge of a cemetery, and he was speaking about, you know, what he discovered with people who have been bodies that have been brought in that died from COVID symptoms, let me rephrase that. He was speaking on what he discovered from the bodies brought in dead from COVID and the symptoms they had suffered and what he thought about it. You get, so these are, as a funeral director, I think in the UK, they kind of document, you know, name, address, blah, 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 cause of death, something like that. Because he kind of spoke a little bit more in detail as to what he had discovered from the bodies brought in and the reason for their death. So I just posted the video on Instagram without a caption. I didn't say what I thought. I didn't give an opinion. I didn't obviously have a position. I just posted the video, no caption. So if you follow me on Instagram, most of my videos have no caption, or my pictures have no caption. I just post and say nothing. Honestly, it's because I have nothing to say. And sometimes I think, well, there's too much to say, I'll say nothing. All right. And then an hour later, Instagram kind of blocks my access to the account. They sent me a message saying that my last post, which is of the British guy, violates blah, blah, blah. So first of all, I look at the video and I realize I didn't have a personal opinion. So certainly it wasn't about my opinion. It was about what the funeral director had to say. So let me tell you from here for free that any opinion that is against the popular narrative, the meta narrative, is overrun. Yeah, overrun. I practically mean somebody standing on the road and a car runs them over. So now Instagram is removing the videos that have a question. Like if you had a question, they could yank off the video. And they sent me a list of my videos that they had deleted in the past. Like, you know, yeah, you have to be careful. Don't do this. Otherwise, you would lose your account and blah, 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 blah. And I thought it was necessary to say, because I want you, I'll never make your decisions for you, but I'm asking you to have enough courage to know enough to back up your action. That's all I've ever asked of you. I'm not telling you to act this way or that way. I'm not going to live the consequence of the actions that you make. So I'm not going to make the decision. So you have to make your decisions so that you can live with the consequences. And whatever the consequences are, you would live with it. But I feel that I have a moral responsibility to give you two sides of the coin. I'm not a slave to any force or any authority. And I'm just here to do a job, which is give you both angles. The same way on this show we speak about God and we speak about the devil. You don't think I'm serving the devil because I talk about him, do you? Well, I would be surprised if you thought that, you know? And you don't think I'm overtly religious because sometimes I make reference to something. And I think you kind of shoot yourself in the leg when there is a reference to something that's documented in religion and you get ki-ki-ki, ha-ha-ha, about quote-unquote religion. You're certainly not even listening. I've told you, look at your religious books as historical books. If you are an avid reader, maybe if you're as curious as I am, the things that are in your religious books, which you laugh about, are upside down in the occult books. So this is a universal psychology. And I think it makes mockery of your intelligence if you say if you think, oh, is religion. No, the argument transcends religion. Just look at your history. So look at your religious books as historical documents, because you might be able to find something in one. You might be able to find a religious philosophy in one end of that particular historical search of yours. And you would find that another historical documentation either agrees or disagrees. So I was saying that I have a moral responsibility to give you both sides of the argument. I feel that I must say, this is what they're asking you to do. You make that decision, fine. It's a decision that must be made, and you've made it. And this is what else is being reported. Partly because of the last caller, but also because over the weekend I've had, you know, someone say to me that I tend to highlight the not so popular narrative. And I think it's quite ridiculous, really. If it's there, it's there. There is no, I mean, if you've been following the news the last, 1 year, the news content right now, 90% of news content is COVID. 90. You would be lucky if there's anything else. 90% of news content or mainstream news reporting is COVID. To the extent that if you post any alternative view, it's taken down. Sometimes the answer is in your question. Have enough courage to look the question in the eye. You know, life, I should play you that song. You should find just enough courage to look a question in the eye. Ask the question. Some of you are avoiding the questions because you do not have the courage to see for yourself what the answer is or could be. Well, you're only doing yourself a disservice. Ask the question, then try and find the answer, not out of sentiment, not out of fear, not out of persuasion based off of popular opinion. Ask those questions, and maybe the answer would not be given to you. Maybe it's something you have to go find for yourself, but have enough courage. Have enough courage to do what you must in order to help your life as you live along. We don't know how long we're going to be here, but however long it is, we'll live life being deliberate, making sensible and actual choices. We'll not be influenced by or swayed by, you know, why we wore it because everybody else is wearing it. They give us, well, is it not free? Let's take it. After all, not everything that's free should be taken. You should know that. Yeah. So I'm just asking you to be informed. Some of you, if I ask you, so why did you do that? I think you would say, why? Everybody else is doing it now. That's why I did it. Well, that's not good enough. My father thinks the majority is always wrong. He says, if the majority is going one way, go the other way. Now, it's a very comical thing to say, given that you would think if everybody is doing it, maybe there's an element of right to it. But there is something you can probe to find in there. Then maybe sometimes when it comes to popular opinion, except you're thoroughly sure, then you're not sure. Honestly. All right, I was going to go off on a musical break. I really thought that we have just a few more minutes to talk about something else, which on the show, of course, happens every Monday afternoon, 2:30 on SME Africa, which we get to, you know, speak to a young business owner and find out what the business owner is up to. But today I chose instead to continue the debate, the conversation on debtors. So it's peak season, and it's peak because there's much buying. And God, I don't even know what that's like. This 2021 COVID situation. So I was at the supermarket yesterday and it looked dry. You know, it's like people are not, you know, around throwing money as they would normally. So I'm not sure if it was because it was a Sunday, people needed to rest, or maybe the country is really just taking its toll on people. But let's talk about debtors and the fact that businesses run sometimes a credit system where if one is owing the business, well, the business tends to, you know, suffer some kind of hold until there's funds into the system and then the system picks up again. COVID has reshaped our reality and introduced a new type of reality. So real quick, in the few minutes that we have, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Debtors, my friend. So are you a debtor, and what are the challenges with you paying the money that you owe? And are you in business and you're owed money? You know, a company was owing me money, a big company in Nigeria, and they called me up to tell me that they would not pay me. I really thought about what to do to them. And, you know, I thought it was very, honest to God, I haven't found the word for it. They're still running. They're still, you know, I thought about cursing them out. I thought about actually cursing them. I thought about letting them eat the money. I'm like, but why should they eat the money? They have the money to pay. And you just realize that sometimes debtors don't want to pay. I don't know why debtors, well, some debtors don't want to pay. This is a company, by the way. Yeah. All right. Your turn. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Debtors, tell us your name. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Go ahead.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
My name is Lawrence. I'm calling from Ota.
Welcome. Lawrence from Ota. You're not the debtor, or are you a debtor?
No, not really. I just want to divert a little bit from your question. I need a little help from Nigerians if they are listening to me. I lost my job about a month ago. I know I'm going to get another one. So I work as a security in one of the factories in Ota. But presently, I'm out of job and I have kids, I have families. I just want a little help from Nigerians if they are listening to me.
What do you want? A job?
No, not really a job. I'm going to get in a job because I work with an agency that posts people around for jobs. So right now, they're just asking us to be patient. Anytime, like January, I'm going to get a job. But right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm out of cash.
Yeah, don't you think you should work for the cash? Don't you think so?
Yes.
Yeah, so I asked if you wanted a job and you said no.
I have someone that needs to, I have an agency that needs to connect me for a job in any moment between now and January. But right now, I just need a little help from
to
move financially, to provide food on table for my family.
Okay.
Even during the Christmas period and beyond.
Yeah.
Before I start working.
Okay, so there's a show on Sunday evenings. Are you aware? There's a show hosted by Femi on Sunday evenings on Nigeria
Info.
No,
I'm not aware.
Okay, so
what show is that, please?
Yeah, Sunday evenings by 8 to 9 o'clock. It starts between either 8 or 9. It's hosted by Femi. Yeah, so I think you should call that show.
You mean Mr. Femi Abon Daniel?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
On Sunday?
Sunday nights, yeah.
Between 8 and 9 p.m.?
Yeah, that's when the show starts.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much and good luck, okay? Bye-bye.
Good luck. Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. Hello, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Please, can I speak to the first subject you discussed?
No, I'm sorry.
Now, for this one, I am not a debtor.
Oh, great.
But the truth is, with the situation now, there are many people that are owing me presently now, and the thing is even affecting the business seriously.
Wow.
And the business must move on. So, but you see, with the way it is now, Only God will help us, because yeah. you can't stay without selling credit to them. And not even the way to pay back is a big problem.
Yeah, so what exactly is the problem? Is it that they are not selling because you are giving
the
credit?
The problem is that what they are selling, and they have to also take care of their family and whatever, and the cost of things is continuously going up.
Cost of
so
things.
You know. So that is the exact problem. That is the exact problem.
Wow. How much are they owing you? How much are your debtors owing you?
Let's not say sorry.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Well, thank you very much for calling. So, I don't know how much you're being owed, but you're quite sympathetic to your debtors, which is a good thing. Hello. Well, sorry about that. Maybe you make it back. Debtors, are they paying? And like the last caller, he feels that there's a situation where there is a circle, but people are not quite moving around that circle. Hi, Nigeria Info. Hello? Can you hear us?
Hello.
Welcome, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
I'm calling from Lekki.
Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please, there's something I want to discuss with you concerning security job and security contracts.
Well, unfortunately, that's not the topic, and I would hate to really deviate.
Yes, I know. But this is very important.
What if we did that tomorrow?
Nigerians are suffering.
Yeah.
And
okay.
a lot of them are into security jobs.
Okay.
And these security contracts are cheating Nigerians.
Okay, hold on a second.
Who are into security contracts.
Okay, hold on a second. I promise you, you're not listening to me. I'm asking you, will you call me tomorrow morning? Let's talk about this on radio. Do you promise to call?
Okay, I promise to call.
So tomorrow, once the show starts, call in. I want to hear what it is you have to say, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you very much for understanding.
Thank you so much.
And I do promise tomorrow we'll discuss it. So certainly he wants to lay a complaint about what's happening with agencies providing jobs or acting as an intermediary between company who want security personnel and the personnel themselves. I think he's trying to complain about something happening in between that food chain. So tomorrow we can look into that. Hi, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Hello. Can you hear us? Hello? Okay, I'm assuming you're not home, so make it back if you can. Nigeria Info, the sunny side, the volume of your radio set. Thank you.
Yes, as a calling from Odogwolu.
Thank you very much.
You see, there are people that I'm not using it to boast, but I'm talking of my own self.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of borrowing people now, because I know they will not pay me back.
Hmm.
If you ask me of 1,000, if I have 500, I will give you. I say, I dash you. Don't return it back to me.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Why are you saying that they will not pay you back? Is it that they're not credit worthy? They're not trustworthy people?
You know, the contracts are very difficult for people now. They will use good mouth to collect from you. But when you want to collect it back from them, they will turn it to another way you will not even understand yourself again. So it's better the little you can offer to them. That's what I do for my own self.
Okay, so you're not owing anybody. You are not owing. No, nobody's owing you.
No, God will not allow me to owe anybody because I've tried it before. I regret it. I collect money from what is called, this thing they call LAPO or microfinance or something like that.
Yeah.
Before I could pay that money finish, I nearly finished my shop. And I was quite wondering, what is going on?
Okay.
The money is not even much, but to pay it finish become a problem to me. So because of that, I rule it out of my business because that thing has not given me any progress in my business. I rule it off. But for me to borrow people money, I will not borrow.
Okay.
I will only give you the little I have to support you at that moment. For borrowing, I know it will cause trouble between me and you. You will not pay me in time. And some people will not pay you. There are somebody who used to come, I'm a businessman, who comes to my shop to buy market. After buying, he paid me a little money, and the remaining one, he said he will give me later. But when I later asked him money, he said, if I like my life, I should leave that money for him. What do you expect from there? I now leave the money for him up to today. He didn't give me the money back. So, you see, the world are too dangerous now.
Wow.
You don't know who is doing who.
All right.
So, let your...